flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Heads up. Check out the show for 1 hour. Your chance to win your share of 5K a day. It is that easy. If you listen at Odyssey.com, sign in. If you got the Odyssey app, you probably already logged in there. So I'll just listen for 1 hour. Hell, you never know, man. Might be your day to win $5,000. Just download the Odyssey app. It's absolutely free and listen for 1 hour. All right, so random would you rather question. I'll give you guys one. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade? In jail for 5 years or in a coma for a decade?
Coma. If coma. I did not have kids, I would have picked coma instantly.
I'm going jail.
See, kids ruin everything.
And is it am I like in a state jail, or am I like in a prison?
I'm just assuming prison, right?
Yeah.
Just straight up
5 years.
Prison.
Jail seems like you're in there for a weekend, couple weeks. Prison seems like you're in there for
never
a
game. Between jail and prison, yeah.
I'm going jail. I'm going prison.
Why are you going prison?
Because yes, if you're in a coma, you don't realize how much time has elapsed.
Sure.
You don't realize, but you've also lost a decade of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what, the jail experience, prison experience could be awful. It could be life-changing, obviously. But I still have those extra 5 years when I'm done to live my life. And I believe that prison, although it would be a horrible experience, would very much be a learning experience in a lot of different ways as far as just
how
I come out of there. You know, as far as what I appreciate.
How many new tattoos you have.
I just wake up in a coma, I go, what happened? Why is 10 years gone? But when I get out after 5 years,
the commanders are good again?
I have a new, who's the president? I have a new lease on life.
Twice?
I have a new lease on life. You know, I think I would appreciate things more than just waking up and going, what the hell did I miss?
Or you might be more of a hardened criminal.
I would also know
that's
everything.
That's the thing. You're gonna learn a lot of stuff in there.
Correct.
For sure.
Yes.
What you choose to do with it when you get out is your own business. But so I was reading something over the weekend about a guy who spent, I think it was like 4 years in prison. And he was just like, look, man, it's louder than you think it is. For the most part, you don't have to mix it up with people if you just know to kind of keep your mouth shut, don't snitch on people, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but it's not awesome. And then he said one of the hardest things is when you get out of prison, because you've been such an isolationist, you know, just for yourself, it's kind of weird to deal with people
again. To try to reintroduce yourself.
And people, as he said, you know, everyone kind of recognizes that people can be petty about this, that, and the other. But he goes, man, when you get out of prison, people's pettiness becomes like a trigger. Mm-hmm. And even if you're doing, like, minimum security, you're a lot harder on the backside than you were going in, unless you're, like, a career criminal or something. So he goes, I just had a hard time adjusting, because the jobs you can get are kind of crappy, and typically a lot of those crappy jobs, you're dealing with customers, and customers can be bitchy. And he's like, it's like, look, I haven't stabbed anyone, but he's like, man.
Well,
you know,
your Karen rolls in there,
and he's like, you want to jump over there and kill her, well, and you know you can, and he goes, because the worst thing that's going to happen is I go back to the place that I've already survived.
Also,
he goes, so that was his particular story.
Depending on the situation, and depending on why you're in there, you know, you have a chance for probably some vocational advancement, if that is offered.
I like how you put that, yeah.
Well, whether that's doing...
You make it sound lovely.
I know, well, vocational advancement. We offer vocational advancement, classes.
5 years, I can get an online degree, if I'm allowed to do that. I can also take, if they have
Do you want to?
Well, if that's an option to be able to do that, absolutely. I would look into something where I could get a degree and something that I'm just interested in. So maybe when I get out.
Like locksmithing, so I can get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the hell it is, to learn a trade, I think would be valuable. Whether it's, you know, automotive repair or whatever they offer in there.
You're not wrong, but you can do that now. You know what I mean? If I were that inclined to want to do that, I would already be doing it without going, you know, I can do it in prison for free.
Well,
it is a cost-saving measure.
That would be the job you had while you were in there other than your other duties. So to me, it's like when you're on the outside, it's kind of hard to have a job and then also kind of try to pursue that at the same time.
As far as time goes, sure.
Yeah, so it's more just time management.
But I don't think when I wake up from a coma, like you're right. You've lost 10 years of your life, but the flip side is like I don't have any bad memories. You know, there's no,
you know.
I'm sure I pooped in front of a lot of people, but I was unaware of it, so it kind of didn't matter. The worst part.
Yeah, but you're 65 now, and you've just lost 10 years.
Yeah, my kids, they're just much older.
I'm out at 60. I know what's going on in the world.
I think if my kids were like 30, I would take the coma. Between 30 and 40, yeah, things change in life, but it just kind of is what it is. But between 14 and 12, and going to 24 and 20, life is entirely different.
I mean, but that's assuming your kids want to talk to you. That's another tough part about jail and prison. Some people get out, and the family doesn't want anything to do with them.
I mean, it depends on the crime.
Correct.
Like, you know, as long as I don't kill their mother, I think they would probably still be inclined. Like, I robbed a bank or drug stuff. I'm just trying to think what most likely what I would go
over. And the good news is more than likely when you're in there, she would probably leave you and find someone else. So when you came out, you'd have a fresh start.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take the coma.
You're taking the coma?
Well, I'd be 54.
Look, brother, I can guarantee you, if you're in a coma for 10 years, your significant other is moving on.
Oh God, yeah.
They don't know if you're ever going to come out of this. So it's almost a guarantee.
I mean, there would be terrible things, right? Like my mom's 80. More than likely, my mom would have passed away.
Sure.
Right. So there will be. I mean, obviously, that's why it's a good question. But I think 5 years in a prison would be.
It's
hard.
Tough, man.
Hard. Yeah. Oh, you're not wrong about that. I'm trying to weigh the options and come up with what I believe to be the right scenario. I'm trying to make a shine a turd, so to speak.
Right. I go 5 years for the kids. I didn't even tell you. You know why I'm in here? For you. What is their cutoff, by the way, for saying we don't know if we'll get out of a coma? Because a lot of times they're like, look, you can do medically induced. We understand that. They're in control of it. But let me rephrase it. At what point do they say you might want to start making a wage?
I believe right? that has more to do
2 years?
That
is it?
More to do with your insurance, probably, than it does the doctor's decision.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that they can keep you, you know, physically alive during that time.
You start looking at the...
It's a matter of would they.
Oh, your insurance ran out.
Right.
Yeah.
You had a pre-existing coma condition.
Because you're in a coma.
I don't know. Now you're convincing me a little bit. Because you're right. Prisons do all for thing, and there is levels of it.
Sure.
It's like I know a couple people that did 3 years in a federal pen, but it was like white-collar stuff.
Right. If you go to jail for that, it's definitely different than other things, right?
My big thing is I don't want to have to join the skinheads.
You don't have, that's always your go-to.
It is.
You immediately, I'm joining the skinheads. Like, sorry, man. That's what I got.
I want to survive.
Well, I mean, is that always the case? Do you necessarily have to leave that
way? I feel like if you're at a max, I could be wrong. Somebody hearing my voice, unfortunately, has been to prison. Mm. But I feel like if you're at like a high security prison, you got to click up. So, you know what I mean? It seems like blacks stay with blacks, Mexicans stay with Mexicans, and the whites, like, it's like, you don't, like a lot of, like I've watched, I watched too many
You can't
shows.
Be a white person and not be a skinhead?
I don't think so.
Don't they have the white non-skinhead group?
I think you could, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, you don't have to.
Exactly. It's entirely your problem, Ted. I don't know what to tell you. As we're folding laundry together, like, have you clicked up yet, man?
Even if they told cool me, all right, man, you got to have a swastika on your shoulder, you know?
I mean, yeah, like, and then I have to.
Go ahead, because then I'm going to get a cover-up when I'm
Then I have to whisper, like, through the laundry, like, I still like you, too, but I want to survive.
I get it, white boy.
Random.
Hello, Jordan. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Oh, goodbye, Jordan.
Oh, no, that's the phone random. System.
Oh, if you're on hold on God the random would you rather question, call back 206-803-RUN. Not the worst thing in the world.
You know, you don't have to worry about giving up any of the meats or seafood now because I'm in prison.
You're eating slop.
I don't have a choice.
Yep.
What are you picking, Mike? I'm guessing you're taking the coma.
Nah, I think I might have to go to jail.
I can't see you clicking up.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be that guy that would just be isolationist because you know me. I keep my mouth shut, my head down. Like, I'm going to go find a corner somewhere and just try to stay out of trouble. And I feel I'm going to try, and I'm probably going to fail. It's going to suck. I'm not going to do well. I'm not going to lie on that. But 10 years in a coma, there's so much that I've missed, and I don't get to get that time back. Not to mention the medical bills are going to be outrageous.
So that's the worst part of it. Wait, how much do I owe you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got one for you. While we're waiting for the phone lines to reset there. Would you rather be married to a good-looking, super-intelligent genius who is poor, or a hideous, major, dumb idiot who is rich? So, a good-looking, super-intelligent genius who's poor, or a hideous, major, dumb idiot who is rich?
I'm going to take the idiot.
You're going to take the idiot.
I'm going to take the idiot. Yeah, for sure. Look, man. Or not the idiot. I'm sorry. I'm taking the sexy genius.
You're taking the intelligent genius who's poor.
You can be broke. I don't care. Because if you're that hot and you're that smart, like, you're someone I want to be around. Because if I'm with my sugar mama, who is hideous, she looks like, Mama June or whatever from that show. But she happens to be loaded. Like, I know what you need me to do. And I'm just not prepared to do it. I couldn't do it. And it'd be like, look, you know, it happens to every guy. It's like it happens to every guy you're with because you look like this.
Yeah.
It's not normally a problem. I can get an erection. I cannot get an erection for you.
Here's a good example. All right. You're living in Hawaii.
All right.
You are with Roseanne Barr.
Mm. She's loaded.
She is rich. I don't find her to be attractive.
No.
I don't agree with a lot of the things that she says.
Correct. Especially when she takes Ambien. Really bugs me.
But she's rich.
She's super rich.
So you could have that life. Or, you know, you don't live in Hawaii. You're going out with somebody who's just very attractive and intelligent, but they don't have any money. I'm with you. I'm taking poor and intelligent.
You know what, man? And the truth
over
is,
rich and dumb every time.
In my 20s in Baltimore, everyone I knew was broke, including myself. And so I was super happy. And neither one of us could, like, dig ourselves out of the hole. Like, we're just going to be broke together. But I was much happier when I was with someone who was hot and had a brain. You know what I mean? Like, I've done that.
Yeah.
And even looking back, like, sure, we're eating ramen again. But also, I'm hitting that.
Look,
and that it elevates things.
When you are in those situations, you find your own way to have fun. You find your own
have
way to
sex with this hot genius.
To be entertained.
Yeah.
And some of the best times of my life were times where I did not have a lot, but I have some of the best memories from those times just based on a little bit of debauchery, but a little bit of fun. And I don't know. Not that money can't buy you happiness. I'm just saying that I never was really...
But I'm stuck with them.
I was never not happy. You know, even if I had my own place, that's all I needed was my own place.
Right.
But I think generally when you think of, for me, because I'm with Thrill, but when you think of like having that much money, it includes the people I already know.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I would like to have a lot more money.
Sure.
But like, I wouldn't do that for it, if that makes sense.
No.
You know what I mean?
Picture Mama June has Bezos money, and she's like, look, you can live the life. Man, you have access to the bank account. You can fly the private jet. You can drive the cars, go on vacation. But you're doing it with me. And we're laying in bed together. And when I get out of bed, it looks like you cooked bacon on the spot I'm laying in. Like, nah, man.
One of the hardest things to do, I think, in any relationship is not be able to communicate and have a good conversation with somebody. Because they're either not on your level, they don't get it, you just don't connect, whatever the deal is, you know the person I'm talking about. Oh, numbers again.
Right.
It's not that they're not, you know.
She was attractive.
Attractive. It's just the fact that, you know, what do you talk about? I mean, you would get so frustrated. Like,
yes.
Like, how do you not know whatever it is that we're talking about?
You don't know
about?
Anything.
Correct.
And she was hot, but she was so stupid that, and look, first time I met this particular chick we're talking about, she was dating one of Ted's roommates, and I meet her at the bar. Introduces me to her, and I'm like, man, that's a good-looking chick. And I think we went to smoke weed, like, out in the Jeep or something, right? So I go out there, and we have a conversation, and I walk back in, and I look at Ted, and I said, hey, man, like, is she joking? Like, she's a genius comedic actress, or is she actually that stupid? Because it was, you could not believe how dumb this person. Mm-hmm. But Ted's like, I swear to God, she's that stupid. And at that moment, she stopped looking good.
Exactly.
I mean, she was so dumb. so incredibly dumb.
Trust me, dude, I had a lot of conversations with her on the couch. That basically just involved me just being like, I'm just going to stop talking. Right. It's just like, I get
these frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me.
That was one of the only times me and that roommate got in a thing. I was like, dude, if she's not paying rent, I can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right?
If she's going to physically be here.
Right, I'm working at the station, but it's still technically part-time, still bartending a couple nights a week. I'm like, I get very few opportunities on this couch. I'm not having sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to listen to this conversation?
You know what? You're absolutely right. If I'm not having sex, I should not have to listen to anything this particular woman has to say.
Right, unless if she's paying rent, then fine.
Even then, like, damn, she's got to pay a little more than rent. If she's going to speak while she's here, she's got to pay more. Dude, I'm not kidding. She was that stupid. It was unbelievable. And it wasn't even, like, funny. She was just stupid where it made you angry that she was a human being and someone else could have been. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jesse, welcome to the program. Random question.
All right, let's see here. What do we got for you?
Okay, Jesse, this is a deep one. Would you rather spend one day with your childhood pet? One day. Or 1 hour with a late loved one? You can spend one day with a pet that you've had along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can spend 1 hour with a late loved one.
I'm taking the late loved one. Although, to be fair, the one that immediately popped into mind, like, bro, you died before you gave me my $150 back. So that can we make good? Now, there are other loved ones I would enjoy spending time with. There's one who I do believe owes me money. But I'm picking the loved one.
Okay. How long is the duration?
Well, you've got one day with a childhood pet. You've got 1 hour with a late loved one.
This is going to sound horrible.
Are you taking Tigger?
No. Is there enough time? Like, would it be bad if I brought my grandma back and said, Grandma, make him some mac and cheese?
Can she do it in 1 hour?
I don't know.
She can get a...
She could write down the recipe to that mac and cheese that nobody has.
So you would take the grandmother because of the mac and cheese?
Well, I would love to see my grandmother.
But that's not what you open.
You're not talking about anything grandma. You're talking about how many blends of cheese do you use?
Well, we have all the other recipes. We just don't have that one.
In a theory, Ted can talk to her about many things while she makes the mac and cheese.
Correct.
It's not one or the other.
She's just one of those grandmas that always said, I should write these down. And then unfortunately died earlier than we thought at like 73.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what are you picking there, Jesse?
I'm going with Ted. I need some family recipes. I need an hour.
Yeah. You need an hour.
Who are you going to first?
That hour's going to fly by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have it.
But listen, you guys aren't thinking about one thing about your random question about would you rather spend 5 years in prison or 10 years in a coma? After you get out of the coma, you're going to spend a couple years rebuilding your body so you can walk. 5 years in prison, you still walking when you get out, hopefully.
And I'll probably be swole, because there ain't a whole lot of other things to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I'd take an hour with my grandfather.
Yep.
And on the other side, if I were to pick the other side, it'd be a day with my cat, Senor Larry.
Senor Larry, really?
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's the one.
He was just the coolest. He probably is still the coolest pet that I've ever owned.
I would take my old dog, Fenris. For a day. I mean, look, I'm taking
the Belgian Shepherd.
As the Belgian Shepherd that didn't bark and hit his testicles on the fence. That dog was so good and smarter than your roommate's girlfriend, to be honest with you. Like, better conversation than he couldn't speak. But that dog was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I had a couple friends that died in, like, my 20s. It'd be fun to have Joe back and drink an ice house with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the only thing that you would
if
want
I
to sit down...
If I brought Leon back for an hour...
Well, man, if you started...
There would be a fight. Not with some, no. He would not fight me, but, like, someone would get their ass kicked. We'd probably end up in jail, and now I have to do the 5 years, and
but
he's
it
dead
would be,
again.
It would be... Okay, because you know you would want to go to a bar with a late friend and just kick it.
Oh, God, yeah.
That hour would be 5 minutes. Bless you.
It would go by so quick.
You would just wish it lasted long. It would be... absolute torture to know the time is ticking. Dude, we can get one more. Dude, we can do one more. Come on, man. And just...
But I guess at the end of the day, I don't have, like, unfinished business with Tigger.
That sounds like a Winnie the Pooh book.
Yeah. Unfinished business with Tigger. Get in here. I've been waiting for you. Right? Like, I'd be like, cool, he's here.
Milk bones.
We're not going to talk. I'm just going to play with him for a day. Like, I'd rather have that quick hour. You get in like four ice houses with Joe.
The thing, I feel like with Leon, man, he'd come back for 1 hour, we'd have gone to the bar, gotten arrested, somehow he gets out, had sex with three different women, and then would die again. Because that's just, and he's still the ugliest dude I've ever known in my life. But ladies loved them. Because apparently women like men that look like Klingons. And even tell you, I know I look like a Klingon. Like, not my fault, man. It's my parents.
But they come back and they just want to go to McDonald's real fast. Like, no. We're not doing that. We are going to a bar. We are talking. We are drinking. We are hanging out. We're just going to.
What do you talk about? Like, what's
what
like
have you been up to? I'm dead. You know, like, I've been dead, dude. I've been doing nothing.
I mean,
you're
right. I don't have to. I mean, Grandma doesn't have to make the mac and cheese. She could write down the recipe as we have an Egg McMuffin.
Okay. The funny thing that would happen to me is Dad gets his grandmother back for 1 hour and somehow she just doesn't get around to getting that recipe down.
Right.
Just the bitterness.
More of that again. Random would you rather question coming up 206-80.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
103 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less? All the way at 4:30 right after emails and a random would you rather question. 206 803 Rock.
Hello, Chris.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Random.
Hello, Chris.
Sorry, I was on mute. Hola.
All right, Chris, what do I got for you? How about this one? Would you rather your insurance company know your driving habits or your insurance company knowing your health habits? Which would you rather prefer?
Well, since I'm in my 40s now, I'll go driving habits.
All right. What are the things that you might get dinged with as far as driving habits, right? Like, Miles speeds a lot, my wife speeds a lot, blinkers may or may not be used. Like, what are the things they're going to come after you about?
Yeah, definitely speeding, changing lanes without signaling. I get back to liar. I changed lanes without signaling. I ran a red light. I might have rolled through a stop sign. That's a lot of those things.
But you'd still rather them know that than your health habits.
Yes, and definitely yes.
Well, now that you're in your 40s, like, what are the things you do? Because, right, once you get 40, like, even kind of doing the same things your entire life, but they start catching up with you a little bit. So, like, what are some of the things you do that theoretically, you know, you quote unquote should not be doing anymore?
Sitting on my butt, watching football after work, or Kraken hockey, definitely. Like, I just, you know, not getting enough cardio, definitely, and that's going to show up.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think the health habit would be, I'm with you, I'd take the driving, just based on the fact that it seems like more damage could be done if they were to determine that based on your habits, they're not going to cover something.
Well,
compared to, I can pay more for car insurance, and I'm going to be pissed about it, but it's not going to affect my health to the point where I might get denied a claim.
Plus, it's habits that you can break. Like, you can choose to not speed, but I'm going to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to drink beer. And every time I go to the doctor, apparently I drink way more than what they call the average. To the point they always ask me, are you being serious? And I'm like, yeah, this is how I roll. I don't eat vegetables, right? All the stuff. Like, dude, are you trying to kill yourself? And the answer is no, I'm not, but it's just what I do. But as far as insurance goes, like, you don't need to know that.
I think there's a difference between habits and, like,
addictions,
habits.
Right.
Right. So, like, I mean, first of all, I'll take the cars. I drive like an old man anyhow, so it wouldn't really matter. But, right, whether it's smoking, drinking, eating too much, right? These are all kind of addictive things.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, there is bad habits involved. Like he's saying, like for me, like, so the doctor would be like, you don't have to watch that much college football with your chips. Sure.
You'd be like, yes, I do.
Right. So that's like, insurance company. Yeah, look at my driving.
Well,
record.
I have a rental.
But again, I hate driving. Right. Yeah. I didn't get my license until I was 18. I was never one of those people that rushed out to get it. Like, yeah. I'm just like, I love watching motorsports. I could, if somebody else wants to drive, awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. I've got a rental car right now. I know they know exactly what I'm doing. So
of course.
For the last 2 days, I have been driving the speed limit. I have been doing all the...
Is it driving you crazy?
No, not really, because I'm unfamiliar with the car. So I think the more you know your own car, the more you know what it can do. So I don't,
sure.
I don't feel like doing it in a car that I just don't know that well.
But I feel like speeding is speeding. If you're driving a big vehicle, it's a little different just because applying the brakes, right? The distance it takes to come to a stop mm-hmm. is a lot different. But based on what I know you're driving, I'd speed. But then again, if they know what you're doing, maybe I don't. But I'm saying it'd be very difficult to not.
I know somebody who was driving a little bit crazy one time and got an email
really?
Or a text message, whatever it was, basically said, hey, our records indicate that, you know, you need to slow down.
Okay. Damn.
Yes.
From a rental car?
From a rental car company. The exact rental car company that I'm using right now, Ted.
You would be surprised. And there's a difference. This
wow.
information
I did
is
not know that tech was out there.
Oh, yes. They know exactly where that car is, and they know exactly what you're doing with
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, they've got it down to a map. I don't know if you can technically get that pulled up, but they know. When they check the mileage
right.
on the car, they already know the mileage on the car. They're just writing it down one more time to cross-reference the fact they know how far you've gone.
Yeah.
And I would say a rental car is probably where I don't mean to, but like once in a while, they'll upgrade you. Like years ago, they upgraded me to like a brand new when they still had Impalas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving somewhere, and I mean, that was one of those things. I had no idea I was going 20 over until I looked down.
Because it doesn't feel like it in those kinds of cars.
Good cars, you know, they give you that.
You don't feel like you're speeding, yeah.
Reason we asked, would you rather your insurance company know your driving habits or your health habits? We got a couple stories here, obviously. As they say, automakers are under fire for allegedly collecting driving data through onboard technology and then sharing it with third-party data brokers like LexisNexis and VRisk, which then sell this information to insurance companies. Result is some drivers report spiking premiums, leading to lawsuits and scrutiny from lawmakers. The latest tension point between tech and consumer privacy. A Georgia farmer named Brant McDonald.
Hey, Brant.
Again, a farmer from Georgia named Brant McDonald says that after reading about the practice, he requested a consumer disclosure report of his driving information from LexisNexis. So he received a report. 350 pages.
Jeez.
300 of them. Just his driving history in a short period of time. Information in the report appears sourced from GM, who made his then new truck. Cars are equipped with advanced technology capable of tracking a variety of driving habits. Telematic systems, for instance, they monitor metrics such as speed, braking intensity, mileage, time of day you're driving. The data is then transmitted through cellular networks and create a treasure trove of information about your driving behavior.
That's terrifying.
Some automakers have been accused of sharing this driving data, allegedly without clear consent, with information brokers, again, who take this information and sell it to your insurance company.
Yep.
So you want to know. Now, the other end of this might be a little bit strange, but Consumer Reports is out with a warning that the companies Peloton, Nordic Track, have harvested your sensitive data. The Consumer Watchdog recently conducted an investigation of 10 fitness companies that included Peloton and Nordic Track, found that along with users' basic data, height, age, companies are collecting information regarding pregnancy status, dietary habits. In the case of Bowflex, Consumer Reports found its privacy contract, are you ready for this? Allowed the company to collect and share olfactory data.
Olfactory.
The user's smell.
Mm.
Consumer Reports, still unclear if that's happening. The company did not respond for requests to comment. The concern is that medical information will be treated the same way as anything else like shopping habits. The policies are written in a very, very broad way. To be fair, some brands we looked at do say they do adhere to privacy laws, but that's the absolute minimum.
Of course they're going to say that.
That's what they're forced to do. So he recommended checking the app's privacy section so information isn't being shared publicly. In some cases, customers are not able to delete their collected data on the app, but they can reach out to the company, and hopefully the company can do so.
You know, that was always the, I don't know if it's true or not, that was always the fear I heard about some of those things where you find out what ethnicity you are or this or that, is that they would sell that data to insurance companies so that the insurance companies could come back later and go, oh, that's a pre-existing condition because you're a
precursor to cancer.
Yeah.
You didn't know it, but we found it out. And Ted, one thing, when I saw those stories, because you're not wrong, just knowing how dirty big business can be, but with the self-driving cars or like a self-driving taxi, and you're like, dude, I would never, ever get in one, not because you're worried that it's going to crash, but you don't realize there's a bench warrant.
Right. It takes you to jail.
Just takes your ass straight to jail because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't know. And I was like, man, once you put that in my head, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I have any bench warrants, but like, they know if you do. So if you hop in that car and it takes your ass to the police station.
Has anybody been in one?
No. Oh, God, no. Believe me, I'd have talked about that. I would have come in and said, Ted, guess what happened to me? Just like when I got a Tesla for the first time in an Uber. I'd never been in one.
Yeah.
I told everybody, I was in a Tesla. That was ways ago, but still, you know.
I couldn't figure out how to get out of the bag. Because it doesn't have normal handles.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So I got to ride the Tesla.
I think it's hard enough. I had a buddy that got one of the original ones early on.
Yeah.
He's a very specific person. So he loved that car. But I remember him picking me up. But I just knocked on the window. Like, how do I open?
How do I open your door? Mm-hmm. I had to do the same thing. Yeah. First time. Yep. Yeah. Now I know I'm a veteran. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. The random would you rather question. This might be a tough one. Let's assume your parents are still around, and hopefully they are, but if not, would you rather move in with your elderly parents or move back in with that group of partying roommates that you had when you were younger? So would you
Is it as they are now?
Well,
or we're going back to the party days.
We're just moving back in with the hard partying roommates, regardless. So they're still partying hard, or elderly parents, you have to pick one of the two to move back in with.
Gosh, that is a tough one.
And it seems like it would be easy, but then as I'm mulling through it,
My parents are some of my best friends, so I wouldn't mind it too much, okay. And I would save a lot of money again.
That's a fact. Man, I'm right there with you. If I had the choice, I would move back in with my elderly parents, 100%. And there's a lot of reasons why. First of all, there's peace and quiet, and there's some normalcy to that.
Right.
With my friends that I live with, music could be going until 2 o'clock in the morning. It could be loud. Your food is something that you need to secure, like if you're putting money into a lockbox at a bank.
Yeah, apparently, food is communal.
To just be able to split if you need to bills. It's very difficult for everyone to get on the same page or pay you back or whatever. Your beer is their beer. Your weed is their weed. As far as the cleanliness of the place that you're living in,
depending on the situation.
But it's nice to come in and not realize that you're the only person who takes the trash out. You're the only person that does the dishes that are in the sink just so you can get a glass of water because there's no room to get it because the entire thing. These are my friends.
Right.
So I'm just saying, I think
in my case,
I am definitely moving back in with the elderly parents.
I mean, I could easily move in with my mom. Plus, I want to live in her building. But I was pretty lucky. Even though I lived at Hopkins, all those guys, nobody was like, we kind of pick and choose when we had the crazy party.
Sure, sure.
And then.
But you also had roommates that were going to a very tough school, which is very academically.
Right, and then
oriented.
The last people I lived with was you two, and we had fun, but maybe it's because we worked the same schedule.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody exactly being
like, turn that crap down.
I just remember, right, Thrill once was really pissed. When I told him Miles was listening to him have sex. And then I was like, Miles the dog.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well, it wasn't me.
You said, his ear pressed up against the door, right? You're describing everything
I think
a dog
I said,
would do.
With a glass.
I think I just like, hey, man, were you actually having sex? You're like, yeah, well, I was like, Miles' ear was against the door.
It's like, what the F, man? You're like, oh, no, dude, the dog.
The dog. I'm going to kick his ass.
Much better.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You're right. They were going to a hard school. But even with, like, yeah, I always was kind of lucky with roommates.
Yeah. My roommates weren't awful, but, you know. I'm older, wiser, slightly more practical. I hate even saying these words out of my mouth. I'd move back in with my parents. I feel weird saying that.
Man. Well, you just spent 2 weeks with your parents, and it wasn't the worst thing in the world, right?
No, the Holocaust was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I'm just saying, no, it was not the worst thing in the world.
Okay. All
was right. It awesome? It was fine. You know what the difference is? I think I'd be more comfortable moving in with them than having them move in with me. Because in my home, I operate a certain way. Right? So when they're there, it just kind of messes with your general mojo. But if I'm moving into their home, then I'm messing with their mojo. Mm-hmm. And I know this sounds bad, but I'd rather do that.
Random. You know what, dude? You're 100% right.
My mom, when she would come to visit for a week, because it's my house, that could get a bit annoying.
Right, because there's just...
But, like, visiting her at her place was never annoying
no,
to me.
To you, exactly. Like, yeah. So my person, when we spent a week with them a couple years ago, I'm like, this was great.
Also, when I stay at someone else's house, I try to leave no trace.
Yeah, I make that effort.
I mean, when I leave, man, my sheets are in their washing machine, my towels, all those things. I try to make it as easy for them as possible and be as appreciative as I can that they gave me the opportunity to stay there.
Well, even, I mean, look, Dan, DB is a clean freak, right? I certainly am not. But when we lived together, his big rule was just, well, there's only two or three of us, just as long as the communal spaces are clean, that's all that matters.
That's fair enough.
Right? Fair enough.
Yep. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brian, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question.
All right.
Okay. Would you rather your lifetime internet history be available for public record or your lifetime text message history available for public record?
Hmm.
So everyone can see all the texts you've ever sent and received, or someone can see your entire lifetime internet history available as a public record.
There's no option C?
There is not.
I would have to say text message, probably.
Mm-hmm. You're going to let people see your texts?
Yeah. In college, so I have four less years of text messaging than I do of internet history.
All right.
You know, I would go internet history based. And like, you don't want anyone to see either. This is understood. But with my internet history, the worst thing, and one, there's a lot of weird things we search for work, but the things that obviously are not work related, it's not personal.
They just say, mine's hey, already jacked. Because of this job.
Right. But they would just say, like, that's what you're into. And I go, obviously, because I've searched for this, 8,000 times. That's what I'm into. Text messages, this is a conversation I am having with someone. And put it this way. There's a good chance some people are going to be angry or get their feelings hurt if they see text messages.
Right.
Because you can talk ass about people, do whatever it is you got to do, or the things that really make you angry. If you're communicating with your wife, like F this, F that, blah, blah, blah. No one needs to know. My internet, there's none of that, man.
You're absolutely correct. Feelings will be hurt. People will be pissed off at me. However, there is a bro code that if one of us dies, you go to my computer and you delete my search history. Okay. I will read all my doggone texts that I've ever sent right out there, man.
Brian, if we didn't see your text message history and it was public, how many pictures of your penis would I be able to look at?
more than one, less than five.
Okay.
Have like stock, like Getty images, like, man, this is the best picture of my penis. This I can just use this one anytime.
I'm married now, but before that, yeah, I did.
All right. Well, yeah. No, I mean, I think everyone's been guilty of that one. So everyone's going
to...
If you do the text, just figure this. Everyone's going to see your private parts
and
the person that you're with.
Yeah, for sure.
At the time. So that's one thing.
I would throw... I think the inner thoughts of what you've talked about, some people...
Yeah, I mean...
That getting out could be bad.
To me, that's the... It could be embarrassed from the internet, but no one's going to be mad about it.
Correct.
Right? Dude, you're doing some freaky stuff. Like, sure. Text, like, I've talked about you and you and you and you and you and you and you, the boss.
Exactly.
Right?
And I can see.
You get a bad day at work and you describe your boss with some colorful metaphors. Yeah. Like, they don't need to see
I got to look at it and go, like, yes, I was 32. I was going through a divorce. Of course I was searching porn.
Well, you're like, 55. I'm married. I'm searching porn.
I could try to justify every single thing on there, but I wouldn't, that is my search history. That's what I did.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
It was a phase.
Yeah.
That's lasted up until now.
And I could also say, look, man, I could also lie and say, look, she was coming on the show. I was doing research.
Right.
What was the girl that was that did the book? Between Jenna Jameson or who else do we have on?
Tracy Lords, Jenna Jameson. Was it the Asian chick?
Yeah, what was her name? She was sweet. She just wrote a book and she was
really cool. But yeah, we'd edit half that.
Because
interview.
Like it was a ping pong ball thing. I can't remember what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was.
No, that Asia, was Asa Akira.
Asa Akira.
Whatever.
She was great, man. I mean, she was like cool. She was a really, really cool
Very trick. Intelligent.
Yeah. Just super hot.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was just doing some research. Why'd you keep doing research 8 months after you did the interview?
Because I was reading the book and did more research.
I guess she's hot. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Jess, what do we got for you? Okay. Jess, would you rather have a partner that is twice as attractive as you? Twice as attractive. Or would you rather be twice as attractive as your partner?
I only have those two options.
Those are the two. It's called a would you rather. So would you rather have this or would you rather have that?
I guess I'd rather be the more attractive one, I suppose.
Really? So you would date down?
Well, I mean, I love my husband, but I'm just saying, okay, well, like, when I look at him, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't trade him for anything.
All right. Well, which one
even though he's ugly now.
Which one of you is better looking? Honestly. Honestly. Huh?
Hello?
Jess,
yeah, I'm here.
Who is the most attractive between the two of you?
I think he's more attractive than I am, to be honest.
Okay, well, that's quite the admission. I would say the same thing. I don't think that anybody that I've ever gone out with in my lifetime would ever say, boy, that was a good-looking dude, compared to what they could probably date because they were more attractive.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they can always upgrade on me.
I would always like to date or marry someone twice as attractive.
I'm not sure that I can upgrade on them.
And look, you know, to be twice as ugly as me would be a real sticking point. I'd have to be like, man, I really love what's inside of her because on the outside it ain't. That's bad. It's like Freddy Krueger bad.
And attraction doesn't always have to be physical. Obviously, if you get along with someone and you enjoy their company, then it depends on the
situation.
But
you discover that after the fact. Because you've never went to the bar and said, I'm going to go hit on this chick that I don't find attractive. Now, you might end up sitting next to a woman who you did not know you were attracted to. You start having a conversation connect. But as far as your motivation to go talk to someone, it's not like, hey, Ted, look at that ugly chick over there. That I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
Right? That is not what motivates you to do it.
And same, and vice versa. If you are sitting beside that woman at the bar and you do start, she never thought you were attractive in the first place. It was just circumstantial that you were sitting beside her.
Exactly.
You just got lucky based on the seating chart in the restaurant.
She wasn't trying to sit next to you either.
But maybe by the end of the night, now you become attractive just based on the conversation. So,
but depending on the physical, the conversation has, like, so if you're a 4, the conversation has to be an 8.
Yes.
You know, I'm just saying, like, at that point, like, the conversation has to rank twice as high as what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I think that's a fair thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I mean, it'd be tough, like you said. Every girl I date has been more attractive than I have. So it doesn't seem like a big issue.
No.
But I've definitely sat at a bar and asked a woman, are you watching that game? What? Are you watching that game? I don't know. I don't watch a ton of sports with my husband. Yeah, you don't need to say that. I was going to change it to football.
I'm not hitting on you, right? Exactly. I'm asking the freaking question.
I just want to put on the college game. Right.
Thanks. Who's Next Class is coming up at 4:30, and we got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.